I wonder if Bobby Slayton even knew that about Tutti Frutti. Where's Bobby Slayton? Get him in here. He's going to be at Flappers in Burbank. Did you know that about Tutti Frutti?
Well, I heard you talk about anal sex, and that's always a nice introduction for me. By the way, I think it's the reason women don't like that is because just the word anal doesn't. It's not going to be a crayon color. It's not going to be a Ben and Jerry's flavor. It's not going to be. There's no anal the clown. It just sounds harsh. It sounds like a prison sentence. It sounds like a prescription. I can't sit down. I'm going to jail. If you called anal sex quality time, I think if you called it quality time, it would open women's mind more. Yeah. I mean, we need more quality time. You know what I'm saying? Who needs Dr. Phil when Dr. Bobby's in the house? Hello,
Mr. How you doing, man?
Dr. Frank. What?
Bobby Slayton, thank you for coming in.
We love you.
It's always fun having
you. Thank you. I only come in here a couple of times a year when I have something to plug. You never
just come to hang out with us.
Well, you know, it's funny because, people say you got to get up at 9 o'clock and go do the Heidi and Frank show. This is late for me. I'm an old Jew. I'm up at 5. This is the middle of my day. My problem
You're
is
having lunch right now.
Yeah, I'm having my Jamba Juice, I got to tell you about that in a second. I have so many things to tell you. But, you know, the longer you guys work together, the more you look alike. And the only way I can tell you apart is I always remember Heidi's got the 5 o'clock shadow.
Yeah.
Besides that...
right.
Yes, I got my Jamba Juice. I am celebrating 9 hours of sobriety.
Nine hours.
Nine hours of sobriety, and I'm going to go for 24 hours and open a nice Cabernet I've been saving for years.
Fantastic.
Building up to a Flappers Comedy Club this weekend. By the way, you know, your sex talk all morning, because, you know, I live in Sherman Oaks. It took me 4 hours to get here.
Right.
I took the fast way. There was no traffic. And, you know, the sex talk and the angels with the hands and, you know, all this stuff. I spent a lovely Valentine's Day weekend with my wife. We saw 50 Shades of Grey. No, we didn't. No, we didn't do that. That was even too much for me. My wife, you know, I've been coming on your show and bitching about my wife for years.
Yeah.
You know, and 27 years of marriage. But what's funny is my wife this weekend got me a Valentine's Day present. We have never exchanged Valentine's Day gifts ever. And because I never know what to get her. You don't know what to buy women. It's easy to shop for a guy. You know that, right?
Yeah,
you go to Best Buy, close your eyes or Fry's and spin around. You know, that's why they have these stores like Brookstone. And the precursor to that was Sharper Image, because, you know, you go in those stores and, you know, when a guy says, I don't know, I don't really need anything. And then you go to Brookstone and there's a grill, a portable grill with a golf ball washer and a built-in shower radio with an iPod dock. You go, I need that. You know, because they know the guys will buy anything. So my wife has never bought me a Valentine's Day gift, and I've never bought her one.
27 years.
Okay. Yeah, because it's a made-up holiday. It's made up by Hallmark cards. The same way President's Day, you know, remember it used to be Washington's birthday and Lincoln's birthday? They combined them.
Yeah, I can't tell you how much I spent on President's Day.
Ridiculous.
I saw that on the History Channel, and they decided to do it on Monday. It was retailers, so they could sell more crap. You know,
but we got the day off, so we're pretty happy about it.
What's that?
We got the day off, so we're pretty happy about it.
We either get President's Day or Martin Luther King Day.
Right. Everybody embraces it. You think black people think about Martin Luther King on Martin Luther King Day? You think anybody thinks about the president on President's Day? Think about mattresses and barbecues and not working. Right. But anyway, so my wife, get a load of this. So we're at the... We're in Vegas a few weeks ago. We go to this big electronics convention. And, you know, I love big screen TVs and I love all that kind of stuff. And Skechers Shoe Store has for some reason, a booth. And they have a shoe with this game that's like Simon. You remember Simon? That game? You push all the multicolored
the
buttons.
The red, blue, yellow, green.
They got this shoe called Game Kicks that's made for children. But when my daughter was little, my daughter, when she was 4 or 5 years old, loved to play this game, Simon. And you push all the different buttons, all the different colors and sounds, and it would drive my wife up a wall. So the fact that you have something to play with a four-year-old, and it would drive your wife crazy, this is a win-win-win situation. This is like the best game ever. So they have this electronic shoe with the game built into it. And I said, I've got to get a pair of these. And my wife says, you would never wear a pair of shoes, red, blue, green, and yellow lights going off with a game built in the side. I go, I would get this in a second if they make it for adults. The guy from Skechers says, well, we don't make them for adults. So my wife called Skechers, and I don't know what she did. I don't know if she was a hand angel that you were talking about earlier. I don't know how much she paid, but she had a pair made
for me. Or just a Jewish woman.
With the game built into the... So now I have to wear these stupid things. So now I got a shoe. Yeah,
Bobby.
I know they're really working on radio here.
No,
but
it's
there's
fine.
A shoe with a game built in. So she gives it to me. I'm in New York over the weekend. She sends it to me to my hotel, and I don't have time to open up the package because as I'm checking out of the hotel, they go, "We have a package for you." So I go to get the package, and I go, "Wow, my wife's got me something for Valentine's Day." I open up on the plane. I start playing with the shoes. You don't want to have a shoe with lights and sounds going off if you're over 12 on a flight across country, because I almost got in a lot of trouble. They came out, the co-pilot saw, he comes in, what do you do with the shoes? I go, I'm playing with my shoes. What does it look like I'm doing? You know? But now, so I have a pair of shoes.
That is awesome.
Which I had to bring on the radio and show you, because my wife said, you'll never wear them. I told you I'd get them for you, and now I don't know what to do with them, because I don't really have any clothes that are green, red, blue, and yellow that will go with my clown shoes.
Yeah.
From Skechers.
Yeah. Well, you're making it work today.
I'm making it work.
Now that's cool.
Now you're obligated next Valentine's Day, right, to get her something?
No, now I have to buy her something, and now I miss Valentine's Day, and I feel awful. See, here's what I did. Here's what I did. I'm playing Flappers this weekend. I saved my wife a table. I got her comp tickets to my show at Flappers. And I told her she can bring a friend and she can have anything from the...
It's all new material for her. She hasn't heard any of these yet, right?
Yeah, no.
No. Well. And she can have like a dessert and everything and a drink.
Look at you.
I got her a package at my show. And I told her she'd go to 8 o'clock or 10 o'clock, either Friday or Saturday, and I would get her parking. I mean, I know how to take care of the broads. That's why I stay married for so long.
27 years, yeah.
Yeah, there was a couple in the news. I think they were married 28 years, so about the same amount of time.
It's the same. What's the difference?
And this guy came down with a brain tumor, and he passed away last year. So Valentine's Day comes around, and his wife gets Valentine's Day flowers, and it says, from, you know, your husband, Jim. Stay strong, honey. Yours forever. Love, Jim. And he died like 6 months earlier. And so she thought maybe their kids, you know, went out and bought these flowers from Jim and sent it to mom. So they're like, no, mom, we didn't send them. We have no idea. So they called the flower shop. And what Jim did before he actually passed away was call the flower shop and arrange that she's going to get flowers delivered on Valentine's Day the rest of her life.
Oh, my God. You just inspired me. That's, you're Frank, right? Yeah, that's how you do it. Okay, I just got a great inspiration.
He's the one with the boobs.
this is great. My anniversary is in a few weeks. And after this Valentine's Day gift, I don't know what to get my wife for the anniversary. She said when she dies, she wants to be cremated and have her ashes sprinkled over the Caribbean. I might do that in a couple of weeks. I might do that. She doesn't have to have it to be dead first. But it's in the will. It does say anything.
It
doesn't say anything.
It doesn't say anything.
No, that's the greatest thing ever. I'm going to do that in a few weeks. Now when I get a trip to the Caribbean, I have to go. You know, I'll put her on my lap. I don't have to buy her a ticket.
Right.
That's the best thing. Thank you.
You can play with your shoes on the way to the Caribbean.
Exactly.
It's all perfect.
Exactly. When you're touring doing comedy, you've been all over the world. Is the Caribbean one of your favorite spots? Where's your favorite spot to do your travels?
Well, anywhere my wife's not. That's the one thing that sucks about comedy is that you can go to England, you can go to Australia, you know, you can go to other countries. I don't do it a lot, but the thing about playing rock and roll or being in a band or playing any kind of music is you get to go to these countries. You always hear about the Stones, they're going to be in Japan or China, these guys will be in Russia, you know, and the fact that you can do that, you don't have to speak the language because... You know, playing here, I have a hard enough time with people understanding English. When I go to Peoria or some Bible thump, you know, some Bible belt city in the middle of America, I mean, you know, the way I talk so fast, I tape my shows. So I listen back to my jokes and I can't even follow me. I wrote this crap. I wrote this crap, you know.
Bobby Slayton's with us. Go to Flappers in Burbank. It's a great venue. I mean, it has a couple different stages. How many people actually fit in the room in Flappers? Do you know?
It's a few hundred. You know, when that place opened a few years ago, I hadn't played there. But now, I went there last year. I hadn't been, you know, I live in Sherman Oaks, and I had not been to downtown Burbank.
Yeah, what the hell
years.
Happened to Burbank?
Yeah, I've never been to Burbank. There's no reason for me to go to Burbank.
Right.
And I remember, what was it, like 30 years ago, Johnny Carson would do jokes about beautiful downtown Burbank. But you go there now, and they got some great restaurants, you had movie theaters, you had Flappers.
It's blown up.
And that club, somebody told me Kevin Hart was just playing there. I know the guys like Jim Jeffries and Bill Burr, if they're ready to go on tour Sunday, Monday night. It's a great club, and it's one of the few comedy clubs. Where you get good food. Comedy Magic Club is also great down in Hermosa. We can actually go. Most comedy clubs, they're not known for their food.
Right. It's some beer and some, chicken tenders or something.
Things have changed. You know,
you brought up Kevin Hart, and I saw this in August that he's going to be doing the first ever comedy stand-up at an NFL stadium.
Philadelphia.
Back in his hometown, Philadelphia. So 70,000-seater. And he's going to do the first ever comedy show in an NFL
stadium.
Of course, they've
that?
Done, like, you know, you know,
baseball or basketball.
Yeah, like Marcus Square Arena and also at the Wells Fargo Center where the 76ers play. But no one's actually done an NFL stadium. As far as doing comedy for that such a large group, do you think it could be
Does
pulled
that make
off?
Sense?
I could do that, but the problem was if 30 people show up 70,000 seats. There's
a lot of black curtains.
There's a lot of legroom. There will definitely be room for your jacket and your drinks in the seat next to you. You know, I did. You know what I did? And that's the other thing about comedy. You know, comedy should be in an intimate.
I don't think I'd ever
do anything like that. I mean, you know, I know that Louis C.K. just played Madison Square Garden. I know Dice was the first guy to play the Garden. Of course, I think every comic would like that opportunity. I mean, I think Rodney Dangerfield and Steve Martin, with that whole comedy boom in the 70s and 80s, they did it. But, you know, comedy. Look, somebody's offering you $100,000 or whatever they're paying you for that. You're going to do it. But, you know, Seinfeld plays at, you know, in Vegas at the Celine Dion Theater, and I think that's 4,000 seats, which is great. But comedy should be in a small theater. I'm not saying as small as Flappers, but, you know, maybe 1,000 seats, 2,000 seats at the most.
Do you like it because you want to be able to look out and be able to say something about this lady or this guy over? You want to be able to see the crowd?
Well, I'll tell you what's really creepy, because I got a taste of that once. They do this thing called Gator Growl in Jacksonville every year, this big, before the football game. It's something they've been doing for 50 years. And they do this big show, and they have the homecoming queen before the big football game. And Gator Growl, the Jacksonville, that stadium is about, I think, 50 or 60,000 seats, where people like Aerosmith and the Stones, where they play. You know, you get 50, 60, you've all been to concerts.
Right, right.
Yeah.
So you've seen that. So what they do every year, they have a comedy show. And they were doing, they do Robin Williams and the Smothers Brothers one year. Dana Carvey and Dennis Miller another year. They had Bill Cosby and George Carlin. I mean, powerhouse. So one year they have me and Sinbad, and he's headlining. So people are pissed off about Sinbad being there. Now I have to open up for Sinbad. And they pay me a lot of money. I only have to do 15 minutes. But when you see 60,000 people out there, and it was mind-boggling, because you get a teeny, teeny, teeny taste of what people who play rock and roll, but nobody's coming to see me. People are coming to see them. So I went out there, and I realized I had to talk slow. I said, Bobby, you got to talk really slow. And I had my 10 minutes planned. I did my first joke, and I heard silence.
Oh,
and
no.
Then about 3 or 4 seconds later, a deafening roar, because it takes them. So talk about screwing up timing.
Timing.
I go to heck when somebody texting in the front row is a pain in the butt. Hey, by the way, guys, we got to take a break. I know you guys, you like to go on and on and on. We have some bills to pay, some commercials to do. We'll be right back. We're gonna check out traffic, the golf news. I don't know what the hell we do here, but we're going to do something. But we'll be back, I promise.
The Pitbull of Comedy, Bobby Slayton hanging out with us. He's going to be at Flappers in Burbank Friday and Saturday nights. For tickets, go to flapperscomedy.com. Now, you're saying that you've been married to your wife for 27 years.
Yeah.
How, I mean, after that long a marriage, how's the sex?
With my wife?
Yeah.
Sex is great, as long as I don't get caught. That's the problem. That's the big problem. You know, then you become like Tiger Woods and David Duchovny and David Arquette. You become a, you know, you have to go on TV and say you masturbate, you cheat on your wife, you're a sex addict. Mm. By the way, you know, that term sex addict, if you go Google sex addict, you know, you'll see 95%. I mean, I'm telling you, who needs Dr. Phil? They say that 90 to 95% of all sex addicts are men. Well, that's the problem. If women would step up to the plate and meet us halfway, we wouldn't have the addiction. And it makes it sound like we're junkies, that we have a drug problem. And when you stop and you think about it, sex is a drug, and women have the keys to the pharmaceutical cabinet. You're
that
the ones
true.
That you know, you're the ones dose giving us the dose when we're a good boy and we buy you enough crap.
Right, right. We were talking about that earlier. Wash. Yeah, the chore play.
The chore, mm-hmm. chore play, and you know we pay for the car wash. I mean, it's an old joke. It's an old concept. But you know, when you talk about paying for sex, I think married men, and you know this, Frank, we pay for sex more than anybody. We pay with our lives, with our soul. You know, we pay and we pay and we pay, and it doesn't.
You have to verbally? I mean, do you have to say, okay, now if I go wash your car, then you know when I get back, I'm getting a beach, right? Or is it just assumed?
No, that's being whipped. If you do stuff like that, you might as well just go see 50 Shades of Grey and go hang out with Bruce Jenner and have it lopped off, pal. By the way, I saw Bruce Jenner. He used to live in my neighborhood, and I used to see him all the time at Starbucks or Coffee Bean or whatever. I don't remember what the place was, but he'd always come in and order a double espresso. And I see him the other day, and he gets a cafe latte coconut decaf. He really has become a girl. I mean, he's embraced from the bottom of his soul, he has become a woman.
Yeah, he said that.
He gets the girly drinks.
Since he's been 5 years old, he's known that he's been a woman inside, but he's kept this whatever struggle going on
right.
with himself all this time.
You know what? Look, I got enough things to worry about. God bless the transgender people, but you know what? Between Ebola and the polar ice caps disappearing and the gluten problem, people dying from gluten. God forbid you have gluten in a Snickers bar. You combine peanuts with gluten, you might as well have Second Oil and a Stoli. Who are these people dying? I'm sorry. And by the way, I'm sure parents will call up. You know, my kid died from a Snickers bar. He was, but yeah, all I remember is when I was 7, 8 years old. 95% of every kid in the classroom, lunchtime, had a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. And I never remember looking over and going, what happened to Timmy? He's a pile of dust. His ears started to bleed. Smoke started coming out of his ears. And, you know, and he's dusty. He started to melt.
And then the gluten, too. You were like, you go around Italy, what? They're eating gluten
that's
all over the place?
The country should be called glutally. They should call that country glutally. Nobody in gluten's ever died from gluten, you know? But now, people are dying and dropping dead all over the place and getting salmonella from spinach because some illegal immigrant in Modesto is wiping his butt with the lettuce, and now we're all dropping dead. So come see my show before it's too late.
Yes, go see his show before it's too late.
I had one more plug in there because you guys will never talk about me if I don't. But you know what's weird? I listen to all those people calling up, and the reason they're getting divorced is, you know, my boyfriend didn't like Frozen, and this woman thought she was a witch, and people are just insane.
Is there something, though, that a crazy reason, something your wife does, pet peeve, whatever, that you could sign the papers based off this one thing that she does and she won't stop doing?
Talking. If she would shut up. If I see people who
be
are
a happy man.
I see people with sign language walking down the street holding hands. Like, these are the luckiest people in the world. How do you yell at each other unless you get a pair of those giant hands for the baseball game, those foam fingers? Hey, that's the greatest thing ever that your wife can't talk. And I'm going deaf and I can't hear 27 years. If she would just stop talking.
Well, I have good news for you. You've been married 27 years, and they say that a new study found the couples have a second sexual peak.
Mm.
And that'll happen after you've been married 50 years. After 50 years, you guys will be all into each other again. So good news.
I guess.
50 Shades of Grey.
You know, I'll be happy in 50 years. Or when I'm 70 or 80 and I get Alzheimer's and I don't remember anything. And I can watch Seinfeld and Breaking Bad over and over and over again every day. You know, my wife, you just saw The Sopranos. I've never seen this show. Why? Who are these Sopranos? I would just sit in front of the TV watching the same crap all day.
I know what you're saying. I started watching The Sopranos again. I don't remember the episodes. I'm like, this is a great show.
It's just great.
I've already seen it.
It's just great.
So you mentioned 50 Shades of Grey, and I don't know if you're lying or not. Did you take your wife to see it?
I would rather be caught naked in a urinal with George Michael if I could do a reference from 1980 and then go see Duran Duran. I hope they're getting back together.
Duran tickets coming up next.
You know what? I put on my Facebook page, you know, I'm up to my friend's limit. I don't really care about the social media crap. I know you guys have to do it and I have to do it. And you got to tweet because you want people listening and the station makes you do it. And you want more listeners. But none of these people are my friends. I don't want any more friends on Facebook. But now I find there's people in showbiz that want to friend me. And I can't friend them because I have too many friends. So anybody that invites me to play Candy Crush Saga or any game is unfriended. And so I've done that. And then I put on my Facebook page, and I don't keep track of how many people listened. I go, anybody that saw 50 Shades of Grey this weekend, I want you to unfriend me. And any of your whipped boyfriends, I want you to unfriend me and I want you to die. Any guy that went to see this,
that'd be you, Eric. You went to see that with your lady, right?
You had to see it?
I did.
What's wrong with you?
I like having sex with my wife.
He's newly married, so he's still whipped.
You're the idiot they were talking to earlier. You're a big boy. You're a big boy with the pregnant broad?
Yeah, that's me.
Got her pregnant right after the wedding night.
Oh, you're an idiot. But you know that. You know, if you don't know it now, you will know that. Because, you know, these guys like you, because I was like you too, delusional and in a different world, Prince Charming. But you know what? You look at Frank, you look at me, you look at every married guy, you look at your father, and you look at every married guy, and you think it's going to be different for you, you egotistical schmuck. It's not going to be different. She's a monster, and you're going to have this baby, and you're going to fight and fight and fight, but nobody can help you. You know what it's like? It's like if I'm standing on the side of Niagara Falls, and I see you in a little raft, in a rowboat, with the little cartoon hearts over your head, and I know you're going over, pal. I know you're going over, and I can yell all I want, but you ain't going to hear me because you're in love and you're delusional. Hey, good luck, by the way.
Yeah, thanks, Mommy.
Congratulations.
Yeah,
congratulations.
Thank you for that.
You know what it's like? It's like you're driving on the 405, and there's traffic going the other direction for miles and miles and miles, and you're just whizzing along on your side, and then backed up, and you see a guy getting on and you want to go, don't get on, you're screwed, and there's nothing you can say to this jackass. How'd you like the movie? No, we're not taking a break because you need to cry more and call your wife. We're not taking a break. You don't decide. I didn't Frank decide when there's a break. All right, you know what? I got to go. I got to take my blood pressure medicine. I'll be Flappers. Bobby Slayton, our favorite guest. Two shows Friday, two shows Saturday. His wife will be there because I know how to treat abroad.
He's letting her get dessert and bring a friend.
Get the tickets. Yeah. FlappersComedy.com. Bobby Slayton, always love having you guys.
God.
We're going to take a quick break. Come right back with, what is it, your third round of the Know What's with Heidi Hamilton next. We're Heidi and Frank.